Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Poverty by America, Matthew Desmond, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Evicted, turns his acute observational lens towards the landscape of American poverty. This groundbreaking book challenges prevailing narratives about poverty in the United States, arguing that it is not merely a failure of individual ambition or a consequence of systemic inequities, but also a result of specific policy decisions and cultural attitudes perpetuated by the American public. Desmond meticulously unpacks the complex machinery of poverty, exploring its multifaceted impacts on individuals and communities, and the moral implications of economic disparity in the wealthiest nation on earth. Through rigorous research and compelling storytelling, Poverty by America serves as both an indictment and a call to action, urging a re-examination of the values and policies that sustain economic inequality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the mechanisms of American poverty. Matthew Desmond delves into the intricate structures that underpin poverty in the United States, illuminating how governmental policies, economic systems, and societal indifference collectively contribute to maintaining economic disparities. He identifies key mechanisms, such as housing instability, inadequate access to healthcare, systemic racism, and employment precarity, that entrench poverty. By analyzing data and presenting individual stories, Desmond illustrates the cyclical nature of poverty and the formidable barriers to escaping it. This discussion is crucial for understanding that poverty is not an accident of circumstance, but rather the result of deliberate choices made within political and economic frameworks. Secondly, the role of policy and legislation. Desmond's examination of policy and legislation offers a compelling narrative on how specific laws and policies have historically marginalized certain communities, exacerbating poverty. He critiques the welfare system, criminal justice policies, and housing laws, showing how these and other areas have been weaponized against the poor. The book highlights the severe consequences of such policies, including mass incarceration, homelessness, and health disparities. Desmond advocates for policy reforms that address the root causes of poverty rather than perpetuating blame on individuals, suggesting that a shift towards more equitable policies could significantly reduce poverty in America. Thirdly, the morality of economic inequality. A profound aspect of Poverty by America is its exploration of the moral implications of economic inequality. Desmond poses challenging questions about the ethics of wealth distribution, the social responsibilities of the affluent, and the societal acceptance of poverty as inevitable. He scrutinizes the moral justifications often used to ignore or accept poverty, and argues for a collective moral awakening to the realities and injustices of economic disparity. This topic invites readers to reflect on personal beliefs and societal values surrounding wealth, poverty, and the shared responsibility for creating a more equitable society. Fourthly, cultural attitudes towards poverty. Desmond examines how cultural attitudes and stereotypes about poverty perpetuate stigma and misunderstanding. By unpacking myths such as the welfare queen or the notion of poverty as a result of personal failure, he reveals how such stereotypes obstruct genuine understanding and empathy towards those experiencing poverty. This section of the book challenges readers to confront their own biases and understand how media portrayal and cultural narratives contribute to an environment where poverty is stigmatized rather than addressed as a critical social issue. Lastly, Desmond offers a series of actionable insights and recommendations for reducing poverty in America. He emphasizes the need for broad systemic changes, including housing reform, healthcare accessibility, fair wages, and a restructuring of the welfare system. Moreover, he highlights the importance of grassroots activism, community support systems, and individual advocacy in driving change. This closing topic provides a roadmap for readers on how to engage with and contribute to efforts aimed at dismantling the structures of poverty, advocating for a society where economic security is accessible to all. In conclusion, Poverty by America is an essential read for policymakers, activists, and concerned citizens alike. Matthew Desmond's compelling analysis offers a comprehensive overview of the mechanisms and moral issues surrounding poverty in the U.S., coupled with a call to action for systemic reform. His book exposes the often invisible barriers that keep people trapped in cycles of poverty and challenges readers to reconsider their views on economic disparity. By fostering a deeper understanding of these issues, Desmond provides a blueprint for building a more equitable society. For anyone looking to grasp the complexities of poverty in America and explore ways to contribute to meaningful change, this book offers invaluable insights and inspiration. If you would like to support Matthew Desmond, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.